As we approach Election Day, some states in our region are preparing for potential voter intimidation and violence following rhetoric from President Trump. The Mountain West News Bureau's Bo Baker reports.
President Trump did not mince words at the first debate when addressing his supporters.
Go into the polls and watch very carefully, because that's what has to happen. I am urging them to do it.
A recent report led by the think tank Political Research Associates says far-right militia and white supremacy groups are a real threat to the election process in Nevada. But
you can't just simply, you know, use a border to determine their presence.
That's Robert Futrell, a sociologist at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. He spent more than 15 years looking into white supremacist groups. He says today's interconnected networks of radical, potentially armed groups go well beyond state borders. And
they see Trump as an ally. And when he says things such as stand down, stand by, and uses these military terms indicating to be ready for action, it means something. Those signals are deeply impactful among those networks, and they embolden them.
Voter intimidation laws vary in our region. No states in the Mountain West prohibit guns from polling places outright. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Bo Baker.